Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And the fact that this is the greatest nation on God's green earth gives the United States of America certain responsibilities. Responsibilities to defend innocent people, to defend righteousness and decency. And yes, the idea of human values. And there is an alarming new report, and it's a report from a very well-respected watchdog group, as it calls itself. It's called Open Doors, and it is an international Christian persecution watchdog group. And it does annual reports about the status of persecution and even murder against Christian victims around the world. And what they show for the year 2023, the year just concluded, was a dramatic increase in violence against Christians and places of worship worldwide, as nearly 5,000 Christians were killed for their faith. According to the data, at least 13 Christians were killed for their faith every day in 2023. That is the average for the year, with 4,998 Christians killed in the World Watch List 2024 yearly reporting period that ended on September 30th, 2023. At least 14,766 churches and Christian properties were attacked worldwide during that time. Can you let that number sink in for a moment? 14,766 churches and Christian properties. Open Doors reported a sevenfold increase in attacks on churches and Christian-run schools, hospitals, and cemeteries. Attacks on churches and Christian properties skyrocketed in 2023 as more Christians than ever recorded they had faced violent attacks, the report states. Open Doors warns that more than 365 million, one in seven Christians in the world, face high levels of persecution for their faith. Where is this primarily located? Well, guess what? North Korea was once again ranked number one as the country where Christians face the greatest difficulty in practicing their faith. Open Doors says that becoming Christian in North Korea is effectively a death sentence because they will be deported to labor camps as political criminals or they are killed on the spot. Open Doors has also highlighted the violence against Christians in sub-Saharan countries, where 26 countries in the region ranked at or above high levels of persecution. 15 of the 26 sub-Saharan countries with scores at or above high were ranked extremely high in the violence subcategory. Nigeria, which is ranked number 3, accounted for 9 out of 10 religiously motivated killings in the sub-Saharan countries on the World Watch list. And the problem with Nigeria, or for Nigeria, is that it is closely divided between its Christian population and its Muslim population. And there are terrorist groups like Boko Haram that are Islamic fanatics. They are jihadists. They are Islamist. And they are very openly devoted to genocide against Christians. And Open Doors states that the number of killings in these areas, this being in Nigeria, is likely to be higher as conflicts are ongoing, and that makes it challenging to obtain fully reliable or complete data. And one of the points that they raise, and one of the leaders of this group, Open Doors, these churches frequently had hundreds or even thousands of Christians attending every week, but that freedom is now over, due in part to the authorities taking advantage of measures enforced as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. House churches, this is in China, have now returned to their roots, splintered into a myriad of less visible house groups, many with little pastoral leadership and few resources. China has become a financial powerhouse, but religious liberties are not accompanying that, said Pastor Brown, who is one of the leaders of the Open Doors group. He said, I certainly think that policies that would couple those things together, that would allow those who desire to be trade partners and things along those lines, that they would guarantee first those basic human rights. I think that the church has a tremendous opportunity to support our brothers and sisters through prayer, Brown said. It continues to humble me and to amaze me to hear from those around the globe and how much they are encouraged just by knowing that they are not forgotten, that they are not alone, that there are brothers and sisters around the globe who are lifting them up in prayer. And by the way, it can really change things very dramatically. I remember that in the Jewish world, there was during the 1970s, there was a great movement starting in the 70s and running through the 80s to save Soviet Jewry. At that time, Russia had one of the largest Jewish populations in the world. It doesn't anymore. Why? Because literally, most of the Russian Jewish community escaped the anti-Semitism of a very evil Soviet regime and moved to Israel or the United States or elsewhere, but primarily to Israel and the United States. There were more than a million Russian Jews who emigrated and became a real factor in the Israeli population in the 60s, in the 70s and 80s, and largely because of the leadership of the United States and for things like the Jackson-Vanik Amendment, which was the work of the late, great conservative Democratic Senator Scoop Jackson, Henry Jackson, who actually worked for religious liberty and for safety and for tolerance. So what can the United States do about some of this oppression of Christians in places like North Korea or China? We will talk about that with Gordon Chang coming right up on the Medved Show. There's also a MAGA pastor who is named Jackson Lemire, who claims that everyone benefited when Trump was in office and rejoiced because he is a righteous man. Is that appropriate? He even asked the question, how can a New York playboy be a righteous man? Well, Trump has answered that question, apparently. We will get to that answer. We will also be speaking to Gordon G. Chang, the author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China, and another book, The Great U.S.-China Tech War, and just released, China is Going to War. Are they going to go to war before or after North Korea, with the announcements by the North Korean military about some startling event that they say is going to involve the liquidation of a regime they believe to be profoundly evil, the regime in South Korea. What is the impact of the United States, and what can we do to protect ourselves for the future? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Become a Medhead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are Medhead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most important guests that we have the privilege to enjoy on our show from time to time, even though a lot of what he has to report is alarming and it is very serious and substantial. We're talking about Gordon G. Chang. He is the author of a new book just released, China is Going to War. And this combines with his previous books, The Great U.S.-China Tech War and The Coming Collapse of China. And Gordon, I wanted to ask you, aside from the prospects of China war with the United States, There was a piece today in the New York Times by Nicholas Kristof, in which he said that veteran analysts now fear that North Korea is actually preparing a surprise attack on South Korea and perhaps on Japan and Guam, which is U.S. territory. And this according to Robert Carlin and Siegfried Hecker. They are nuclear experts at various universities who have been to North Korea many times. They suggest that the decision has already been made by North Korea to go to war. Does that sound credible to you?
No. I mean, it's not impossible, but I don't think that it's right. But there are certain warning signs that mean that we have to be more concerned than we have in the past. Now, Carlin and Hecker make the argument that Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, put a lot on the line in terms of trying to normalize relationships with the United States. And after the failed Hanoi summit in February 2019, the Carlin and Hecker argue, Kim Jong-un decided that it was impossible to ever have normal relations with the United States, and so therefore he decided it was time to go to war. The Carlin and Hecker piece sounds like an argument for more appeasement of North Korea. And the reason I say that is because when you read that piece, which is important, they discuss the long history of relations between Pyongyang and Washington, and they neglect a lot of the hostility, the belligerence, and the duplicity of the North Korean regime. But they do make an important point, Michael, and that is that there is now a more warlike posture in the North Korean capital, and we have to be concerned about that.
They are changing their constitution, are they not, to no longer list reunification with South Korea as a goal?
That's right. And they have, you know, various changes to their constitution, which is sort of like changing laws in the United States. It's not the same thing. Really what Kim Jong-un has looked at, and this is the point about the article, which I do believe we have to pay attention, and that is Kim Jong-un believes the United States is in rapid global retreat. And he has, therefore, aligned himself with Moscow and Beijing, and they, you know, could very well push him into a war. So really what we're looking at is a North Korea that believes it can get away with what it wants. And, you know, North Korea is not the only regime that thinks that way. So, for instance, just a couple days ago, Iran started shelling or actually firing missiles into Pakistan. And although it's, you know, you can always ask, well, why do we care if our enemy Iran attacks China's friend Pakistan? But the point is it shows the breakdown in the international system, the breakdown of law and order, and essentially it means that we could very well be on the edge of global conflict.
When you're talking about that, and there were people who died in this attack by Iran on Pakistan, we were talking about it earlier. It's gotten very little attention here in the United States. People seem not to care. But Pakistan's a nuclear power. If Pakistan decided to hit back in some meaningful way against Iran, wouldn't Pakistan be highly favored in that kind of exchange?
I guess you would think so. I mean, Pakistan does clearly have the bomb. Iran probably has a nuclear weapon. It may not be deliverable because Pakistan not only has Chinese and North Korean technology, they've been able to actually fuse it together so they can put their nukes on their intermediate-range ballistic missiles. Iran has enough fissile material for a nuke. It has the North Korean missiles, but it probably hasn't been able to mate the missiles and the nukes together. Just my guess. But the point is, yes, Pakistan would be highly favored in any sort of all-out war.
And so what does Iran gain by sending missiles that actually killed women and children in Pakistan?
I think it shows that, first of all, it wants to eliminate some groups who are in Baluchistan. And so that's a minor win. But I think Iran shows that maybe the Iranian people, maybe the rest of the world, that Iran is powerful and don't mess with us. And remember, Iran has not only been firing missiles into Pakistan, it's been doing the same thing with Syria and Iraq. And, of course, through its proxies, it attacked Israel on October 7th. It's closed off the Red Sea. It's attacked shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. It's even gone after shipping in the Indian Ocean. So this is an Iranian regime that is saying, look, we're here and you've got to deal with us.
And how would you rate the United States in our dealing with the Houthis so far?
Somewhere in the D range. The problem is we've absorbed a lot of attacks, and we think we're responsible by showing restraint. But that's not the way the Iranians view it. It's not the way the Chinese view it. They view us as being feeble, as unwilling to use our overwhelming power. And so they think that it doesn't really matter how strong the United States is, that the Chinese and the Iranians and all the rest of them can do what they want. And that's a very bad lesson to teach China at this point, because we are one more conflict away from World War III. If China, God forbid, decides it's going to go after the Philippines or Taiwan or Japan or India, this basically means the world has war on three continents.
Okay, with what we're talking about right now, does the election that recently occurred in Taiwan, electing the one candidate that China hates most and dislikes most, does that, you believe, increase the risk of war regarding China attacking Taiwan?
Yes, but not by very much. And the reason is, if one of the pro-China candidates had been elected, Beijing would have even pressed harder for annexation of Taiwan. And the people in Taiwan, they don't want to be part of China. They don't think they're Chinese. And we see this from self-identification surveys. So there would be war anyway. What we're doing, I guess, what Taiwan was doing was maybe just sort of accelerating a little bit of conflict, but substantially, I think that there was not going to be much more of an increase in conflict.
Possibly. Okay, conflict. China, Iran, Russia, where is the threat most acute, and what is the priority, or should be the priority, for U.S. policy? We will be back with Gordon G. Chang. You can follow him on X. That's Gordon G. Chang. We'll be right back.
Caution, radioactive material. It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now, while the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joined for a few minutes more by Gordon G. Chang, author, best-selling author of important books about China, most recently China is going to war. And when you talk about China going to war, people associate, well, China with North Korea, but there's another association in what, to borrow a phrase from the late, no, he's not late, he's very much alive, for the former president George W. Bush. There's an axis of evil, and there's a Reuters report just breaking that the nuclear envoys of South Korea, the United States, and Japan condemned North Korea for its recent missile tests, arms trade with Russia, and increasingly hostile rhetoric at a meeting in Seoul today. The nature of the security threat posed by North Korea could change drastically in the coming decade as a result of its unprecedented cooperation with Russia. What does that mean? And how worried should Americans be, Gordon Chang?
Well, clearly the bad actors are getting together and they're doing what they want to. So we have China green-lighted the invasion of Ukraine. China and Russia have been fueling insurgencies in North Africa, and they look like wars. China's been supporting Iran's attack on Israel. And now, you know, we've had like a lot of little incursions and missile attacks and the rest of it, which, as I mentioned, is the breakdown of international order. So, yes, these actors are moving together. And so we face, you know, no longer a period of the post-Cold War world. We're in something which is really frightening.
And in terms of the most frightening outcome, is the greatest threat right now the idea of a Chinese attack on Taiwan?
We focus on Taiwan, but I think no. And the reason is that two reasons. First of all, I think the Chinese military realizes it would be extremely hard, and they could very well lose. Also, in China, through indoctrination. People have been told that people in Taiwan are Chinese, and Chinese believe, and they'll say this among themselves, that Chinese should not kill Chinese. So I'm not sure that a war on Taiwan would be enormously popular for Xi Jinping. I think that a war or some sort of acts that lead to war against the Philippines in the South China Sea are more probable, because China looks at the Philippines as basically a weakling, and that they basically, Beijing can do what it wants. And there have been some very belligerent and even acts of war against the Philippines at Second Thomas Shoal, which is part of the Philippines, but which China demands that Philippines surrender. So there's, and the Filipinos right now, you know, you go back to the 1976 movie Network, you had Howard Beale say, "I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." Well, that's the way the Philippines feels right now, and they're taking very assertive actions, which they should have taken a long time ago. But right now, you got a Beijing which is very upset at their failure to submit. So this is going to be, I think, a very difficult situation.
Would the United States see fit, do you believe, to come to the aid of the Philippines?
Yes. I think that is clear. There have been, in the Biden administration, both written and oral warnings that the United States is prepared to use force against China to discharge our obligations under the 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty between Washington and Manila. But what really concerns me, Michael, is that China has just ignored all of these warnings, which means deterrence has broken down. And so, you know, China got its way with the Philippines for a very long time because the Filipinos didn't want to confront China, and the United States really didn't want to help Manila. So we have taught the Chinese that belligerence works. But now we've got our backs against the wall, and so this is where we could actually see the beginning of the next great conflict would be in the South China Sea. I mean, Michael, it could be India. China and India are clashing right now in the Himalayas. It could be Japan. Xi Jinping has ramped up his warnings against Tokyo. But my guess is the Philippines.
What when you're talking about all of this, there are people who bring up the notion that our wavering policy on support for Ukraine is actually helping to undermine deterrence by the United States that would help to prevent China from attacking the Philippines or attacking Taiwan. Do you believe that's a valid argument? That somehow... Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, people will say, oh, Ukraine has nothing to do with us. Well, it does, because we're a party to the Budapest Memorandum of 1994. But apart from that, there are no regional wars anymore. There are no more regional wars because Russia and China are involved in all of these, which means that everything has global implications. And, you know, the Chinese can see that the United States has not fully supported Ukraine because we have been intimidated by Vladimir Putin's threats to use his most destructive weapons. And so they look at this and say, well, why don't we just threaten to nuke Taiwan or, you know, nuke Los Angeles or whatever, and then we'll get what we want in Asia. So, yes, we have taught the Chinese over a long period of time, and this is Republicans and Democrats have both been guilty of this, but especially, you know, the Ukraine war, this has been a master class in how to start World War III, and the Biden administration is teaching us. Through their policies, which they think are responsible and constructive and sound good to the ear, they are opening the door to the destruction of a good portion of humanity.
Which is a dire prescription. When we're talking about the interaction of all these various forces, there's a report today. It says the Hamas, which is still fighting for its survival against the Israelis, they are fighting with a patchwork of weapons built by Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea. Does that sound accurate to you?
Absolutely. We have been intercepting all sorts of Chinese weapons through, you know, about 2021. And right now, we're finding, as The word they use is massive, massive quantities of Chinese weapons. And there are also North Korean weapons in the hands of all three of these groups. So all three of these groups have Chinese and North Korean weapons. And, you know, the Houthis, they don't manufacture computer chips that are necessary for the weapons that they have been aiming at us. They had to come from somewhere. Israel needs to understand that its policies toward China, of trying to get along with Beijing, they've completely failed because they're facing Chinese weapons.
Yes, and incurring many casualties in the process. If do you believe that there is a potential for serious? I mean, they've had exchange of missile fire between Pakistan and Iran. Is that going to continue, or are they going to reconcile with their joint hostility toward the United States?
My guess, which is no better than anyone else's, is that Iran and Pakistan will sort of settle this in the not too distant future. And I think part of it is because China doesn't want to see two of its friends duke it out with each other. But that's just a guess. That's a gut feeling. That's not supported by any sort of intelligence or special information. I just think that Iran's going to find it has its hands full with Israel, and it's going to devote its resources and its attention to the main theater.
Gordon G. Chang, you can follow him on X. His new book, which we need to talk about soon, is China is Going to War. We will be right back on the MedVet Show with some news from Capitol Hill. Just breaking. We'll be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Important and encouraging news from Capitol Hill. Those are two phrases you don't hear that often. Encouraging news and Capitol Hill. The House passed legislation that had been passed by the Senate overwhelmingly earlier today, extending government funding into March. This is a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job and still get paid for it. But it does nothing to alleviate underlying political pressure stemming from high U.S. debt levels, from record crossings at the southern border, and an enduring war in Ukraine. The 314-108 vote in the House sends the measure to President Biden's desk with time to spare ahead of the Friday night midnight deadline. That's tomorrow. When you say time to spare, not much time to spare, but they got it done. This after the Senate overwhelmingly passed the same measure earlier in the day. In a replay of recent votes, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana, relied heavily, in fact, primarily on Democrats to bring the continuing resolution across the finish line, with 108 Republicans declining to back the measure, in fact opposing it, wanting the United States rather to go into a government shutdown. I think it's fortunate for the Republican Party, fortunate for all of us that we didn't go in that direction. And concerning going in that direction, in addition to all the alarming stories that we've covered today about threats against China making war against the Philippines, about the exchange of missiles between two potentially nuclear powers, at least Pakistan and Iran, with the idea that North Korea has made a decision already to go to war, to a surprise attack against South Korea and perhaps Japan. In any event, with all of that going on, there's this, a new report from the University of Illinois, Chicago, that indicates that 25,000 cities in the United States could become ghost towns by 2100. Okay, 2100 seems a long way away, but it's alarming nonetheless. They say that around half of cities could lose up to a quarter of their resident populations by the end of the century. If fertility rates continue to decline and the exodus from cities gets worse, as many as two-thirds of all U.S. cities could see their population shrink significantly. The team from University of Illinois warned the implications of this massive decline in population will bring unprecedented challenges, possibly leading to disruptions in basic services like transit, clean water, electricity, and internet access as cities shrink and populations age. And they have examples dotting this entire report of cities that have had rapidly declining population numbers. The exodus will be felt more in the Northeast and the Midwest than in the South and the West, with Hawaii and the District of Columbia experiencing no loss of people at all. Yeah, that's perhaps maybe that's one of the reasons that Washington now leads the country in the number of people who are homeless and occupying streets and parks, etc. U.S. Census data suggests the country as a whole will experience population decline by 2080, which aligns with the findings of the new study. Cities with a yearly drop of 5% or higher are severely depopulating from 1% modestly depopulating. And Midwestern cities like Detroit, Cleveland, St. Louis fall into the moderate to slow depopulation category, as do southern cities like Birmingham, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee. A more extreme estimate predicted the number of cities in decline could reach 64%. More than 80% of rural cities in the Northeast region could lose population numbers by 2100. That's according to an intermediate estimate. By the year 2100, we're talking about. Current trends in population change show that about 40% of U.S. cities actually grew between 2020, but 43% shrank, and the others remain the same. Isn't that amazing? Even though Texas and Utah are currently growing states, many cities in each of these states will experience substantial population loss by century's end, the researchers concluded. This is actually something to be seriously worried about. The conclusion of this study at University of Illinois: such trends could exacerbate socioeconomic challenges experienced by lower-income households in these regions, given that population decline can create affordability concerns with infrastructure services such as water and electricity due to a dwindling tax base and operation. High-income cities across all regions will likely experience population growth. You talk about the rich getting more populous and richer, and the poor getting poorer, and finding all kinds of challenges. One challenge is figuring out the birthday of Kim Jong-un. The leader of the secretive state has never actually revealed his birthday, leaving North Korean watchers to puzzle out when it actually takes place. If they are right, he hit the milestone age of 40 on Monday, the same day official pictures were released of him and his daughter visiting a chicken farm. What better could you do on your birthday? I mean, just go to a chicken farm. That's it. In fact, the birthdays of his father, Kim Jong-il, and his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, are large national celebrations during their time in power. They're still marked as holidays to this day. Exactly why the date, suggested to be January 8th, remains a secret is not known. It has been hinted at previously, with North Korean officials thanking the U.S. President Donald Trump for his birthday wishes back in January of 2020. Speaking of awards and birthdays and celebrations, Oscars coming up. One of the Oscar favors is just new to streaming just now. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon by one of Hollywood's most legendary directors.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Martin Scorsese's latest epic tells the true story of a World War I veteran played by Leonardo DiCaprio who connects with his uncle, Robert De Niro, a local big shot in Oklahoma in the 1920s when the Osage Indians grew wealthy because of the oil discovered on their land in Killers of the Flower Moon, now playing in theaters.
Money flows freely here now. I do love that money, sir.
When this money started coming, we should have known it came with something else.
This absorbing tale runs a staggering 3.5 hours and explores a series of murders aimed at well-heeled tribal members who have intermarried with greedy whites. The movie creates a remote and exotic world that is thoroughly compelling, with a towering performance by DiCaprio, who's simultaneously sympathetic and despicable. Rated R, 3 stars for the astonishing, absorbing, and exhausting Killers of the Flower Moon. And next time on the MedVed Show, we'll be reviewing a new movie released tomorrow. It's a faith-based project about America's first canonized saint. Her name was Mother Cabrini. The movie is called Cabrini, and it's about how this Italian immigrant to our country changed the world with founding of hospitals and a ministry to the poor and the oppressed. We will also be talking about chronic absenteeism. It's a huge problem at schools since the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so is it right to get kids to go back to school by offering to pay them? The state of Ohio is looking at that seriously. We'll be talking about that with Ian Rowe. And Nicholas Kristof joins us tomorrow about his concerns about coming war involving North Korea and really the rest of the world. That and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.